USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden at the White House on Friday is taking time to address U.S. mayors for the Conference of Mayors 90th winter meeting. Biden commending them for their service while he points out some of the mayors who sought to defund police departments.
We shouldn't be cutting funding for police departments. I propose increasing funding. We ask cops to do everything, including be psychologists and social workers. Guess what? They need psychologists and social workers.
This comes as a number of Democratic mayors in cities around the country are going back on their goals to defund police department amid a rise in violent crime. The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to come down from its peak in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A man in Florida is arrested in a human smuggling case.
A Florida man, 47-year-old Steve Shand, has been charged with human smuggling on Thursday after a family of four Indian nationals, including a baby and a teenager, were found frozen to death in Canada at the U.S. border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection had apprehended a group of individuals who had crossed into the United States from Canada, just south of Emerson, Manitoba. Further, it indicated that one of the adults was carrying items meant for an infant, but that no infant was found with the group.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McLatchy says their patrols in harsh conditions found the bodies. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Close to 50,000 pro-lifers are taking part in the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. This comes ahead of Saturday's anniversary of Roe v. Wade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
U.S. prosecutors are charging four Belarusian officials.
Four Belarusian officials were charged with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy, according to the Justice Department. A federal grand jury in New York indicted the four men who were accused of orchestrating the diversion of a Ryanair flight last May. None of the men are currently in custody, but the Justice Department said the United States looks forward to working with our foreign partners to bring them to justice. Flight 4978 was carrying four U.S. citizens and more than 100 other passengers on its way from Greece to Lithuania when it was forced to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on May 23rd. At the time, Belarusian aviation authorities said a bomb threat was the reason for the diversion. But the White House later said it was diverted over false pretenses after a Belarusian journalist, Roman Protasevich, was arrested upon landing. The FBI said, "We allege the defendants carried out an elaborate scheme to fake a bomb scare which forced an airplane to make an emergency landing in their country so they could arrest a dissident journalist." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL playoffs set to begin this weekend. The first game on Saturday is the Tennessee Titans hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Kickoff for that game set for 4:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.